98.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Worship Service with Pastor Clint Poppy and Pastor Adam Moline.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to have all of you with us today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We are winding down in our church year. Today is the 26th Sunday after Trinity. Next week will be the last Sunday in the church year. And the focus during these end of the year kind of things is on the end of the world. Judgment Day, when Jesus comes again in power and might and glory. So is the church just crying wolf? Or is Jesus really coming back? We pray that God would bless us as we hear his word and receive his gifts today. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning, our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, How Can I Thank You, Lord? 703. Please stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. Have a worship insert. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And the focus will be on the epistle reading from 2 Peter chapter 3. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, to be comforted and assured with your word and your promises. Heavenly Father, the world around us thinks that we are fools for wasting our time being in a church, any church, listening to a word purportedly from you in a book called the Bible. Heavenly Father, teach us to be more firm than ever in believing your word and clinging to your promises, for they are a matter of life and death. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus, who has conquered sin, death, and the grave for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 703. service setting 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
For strangers that bring
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit that, ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of your just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The 26th Sunday after Trinity is from Daniel chapter 7. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the book was open. I looked then because of the sound of the great words that the horn was speaking, and as I looked, the beast was killed, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 2 Peter, chapter 3. Know this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be? In lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our one faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, our God, light of life, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from Father and His Son, who with the Father and His Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 754, Entrust Your Days and Burdens.
Thank you.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the epistle reading we heard a moment ago, 2 Peter 3, 3 to 14, especially this verse. Know this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. He who dies with the most toys wins. This is the motto of the world, isn't it? This is the way the world lives, and this is the way the world wants you to live as well. Live for today, because soon you'll be dead, and you can't take it with you. All of this God, heaven, forgiveness, salvation talk, it's a joke. It's a placebo, a panacea for the weak. Grab the world by the horns. YOLO, you only live once. This is what the world believes, teaches, and confesses. And because the world is so firmly entrenched in this atheistic mindset, they look at the Christian church, they look at you here today, they look at the promise of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and they scoff. It's not a word we use very often, is it? Oh, you scoffer, we might hear a grandma say, but it's not a part of our common vernacular. So when we see this, scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing. Well, isn't that what a scoffer would do, come with scoffing? Yes. What is a scoffer? What is scoffing? Well, we all know it, even though we may not know the term. I went to dictionary.com, you know, the authority on everything, and this is what it said about the word scoffer: to mock, jeer, deride, insolent doubt. Okay? We know all about mocking and jeering. It even called it a jibe. I haven't heard that word in years. The opposite of scoffing is to praise. I thought that was pretty interesting. Instead of praising God, they mock God, they deride God, they scoff at God. And the synonym for a scoffer is an atheist or an agnostic. An atheist says there is no God. An agnostic says, well, you know, how can you be sure? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. There's no way to know. This is the way of the world. We should expect it. God's word teaches us that scoffers have come, are here, and will continue to come. And the closer we get to the return of Christ, the noise of the scoffers will get louder and louder and louder. And God's word also teaches in 2 Peter very clearly, something always goes together with scoffing. Scoffing and lustful desires go together. If you really believed that Jesus was coming back, if you really believed that Jesus was coming back to judge the living and the dead, if you really believed that he's coming back at any minute, would you completely disregard God and his word and his commands for holy living? Of course not. But the vast majority of the world does not take this word of God seriously. And sadly, many in the Christian church do not take this word seriously either. Oh, we pay lip service to Christ and the church. But when it comes to how we live our lives, when it comes to how we order our minds and our work, they are quite often the absolute opposite of what God's word teaches and what God's word commands. God, through the Apostle Peter, is telling every one of us, be ready, be prepared. The last day is coming. He doesn't say when, he wants us to be ready today. And then if Jesus does not come back today, tomorrow, he wants us to be ready today. He wants us to live our lives in expectant waiting. We wait and we expect. I was trying to think of an example for expectant waiting. The only one I could come up with was when the presents are under the Christmas tree. You know them. You see them. You don't know quite what's in there, but you know it's there. And you wait, and you wait, and you wait. You're not afraid of what might be in there. Oh, they put a poisonous snake in there. No, of course not. You wait expectantly and joyfully. In fact, you can't wait for the day to get here. My friends, the only difference is we don't know exactly when that day is when the present gets opened. God's word here in 2 Peter chapter 3 teaches us that scoffing follows sinful desires. The two go hand in hand. Oh, where is the promise of his coming? You Christians, haven't you been talking this way for about 2,000 years? Ha, 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 ha. My friends, God's word says we should look back and we should look forward. We should learn from history to teach us about the future. Verse 5, for they deliberately overlook this fact. This really goes hand in hand with scoffing, mockery, doubtful derision. What goes hand in hand with that is you pick and choose the facts you want to believe. See any of this in the world today? Well, of course you do. It's all around. In fact, it's right in here as well. We pick and choose the facts we want to believe. We pick and choose the parts of God's word we want to believe. God warns us. They deliberately overlook this fact. The warning? Don't fall into this trap. What do they deny or overlook? The heavens existed long ago. The earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. They deliberately overlooked the fact that God created the world. Creation. Think of all the ways our world mocks anyone who would cling to the word of God in Genesis 1 and 2, that God, by the power of his word, created everything out of nothing. Romans 1 and 2 teaches clearly that this is the MO of sin. You must deny God as creator. Why? Because if God is your creator, you are accountable to him. But if everything happened by accident, well, you get to pick and choose the rules. Scoffers deliberately ignore the fact that God created the world and God held the world accountable. How do we know this? Oh, a little thing called the flood. Noah. When God opened up the earth, he sent rain from above. The entire earth was covered with water, and everyone and everything except Noah and his family and the few animals were perished in the flood. My friends, God is our creator. God does hold us accountable. And he promises that in the same way that he destroyed the world by water, on the last day when he comes, but by this same word, verse 7, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. In the past, God kept his word and destroyed the world, held it accountable by means of water and a flood. When he comes again in power and might and glory, God promises that he will destroy the world and the ungodly by means not of water, but of fire. God created the world. God holds the world accountable. Judgment day cometh, and right soon. So what does the world say? Oh, you've been saying this for 2,000 years. Come on, get over it. Sometimes it troubles Christians too. Is God slow in coming? Is God slow in keeping his promises? God is not slow, his word teaches us. But what appears like slowness to us is God's love and mercy in action. He is holding back, he is delaying his coming and judgment day so that more people, more scoffers, more Christians that are bobbing one way or the other, so that more people can repent and believe the good news. What good news? That God sent his son into this world of sin and this world of mockery. He sent his son into this world to live and die and take away our sin. He bled and died on Calvary's cross. He rose victorious over sin, death, and the grave. He ascended with might and power to the right hand of God. He continues to proclaim this good news through the church as the gospel is proclaimed, as baptisms take place, new life robed with Christ's righteousness, as Christ's people are fed with the body and blood of Jesus. He is active among us, encouraging us, giving us hope, giving us peace, giving us life. And he says, now, as you wait, what kind of life should you live? Don't fall for the lie of the world. Eat, drink, be merry. He who dies with the most toys wins. Don't fall for the lies of the world. God's word teaches, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness. As we wait for the Lord, we cling to His promises even more. You want the Lord to come quickly? Get over yourself. Hear the Word of God. Order your lives according to the Word of God. And when you start thinking about others instead of yourself, not only does time go quickly, but Christ, who doesn't count time the same way we do, Christ keeps His promises to come and to take us to be where He is at in the mansions of heaven. According to His promise, we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth. So as you wait, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish and at peace. How are we to be found without spot or blemish and at peace? There's only one way. That is to live in the forgiveness of sins that only Christ can give. To live in repentance, daily drowning and dying with our passions and lust and selfish desires, and rising a new life each and every day with faith toward God and love toward one another. You want to know what living at peace, peace with God, peace with yourself, peace with the world, you want to know what that looks like? Jesus teaches us. It looks like this. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." My friends, this life will not earn your way into heaven. Christ has already done that. But this is what our life looks like as we live at peace, joyfully, and expectantly waiting for Jesus to come. May God grant you this peace today and always. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You know, there are really only two ways to live our life. God's way or the world's way. The world's way is what comes natural. It's what the old Adam, the old Eve inside of us wants to live. So what does God do? He gives us a new heart. Please stand as we sing the offertory, page 192.
Yeah.
seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, who brings peace, not as the world gives, but true peace, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of security, peace, and salvation in Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for prayer. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Janet Amack, who is dealing with multiple health issues. We pray for Good Shepherd member Manus Edwards, who was hospitalized this past week. And we also pray for comfort for the family of Dennis Rasmussen, former member here at Good Shepherd, father of Vicki Hughes, who was called to his eternal home yesterday. We pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, bless your church that we would hear your word, be comforted and strengthened in your word, and look forward, joyfully expectant of your imminent return. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bless all those who are baptized and clothed in the righteousness of Christ, that they would be strong and take courage and listen not to the voice of the world, but to your word, the very word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as we joyfully and expectantly await the last day, bless us with a hunger for your word, a hunger for your holy sacrament, and a desire to live in that word in holiness of living. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, great physician of body and soul, you chasten and you heal. We beg you to show mercy to all of your servants who are sick or suffering this day. Especially we lay before you Janet, Manus, Al, Linda, Harlan, Donna, Caitlin, Carol, Vernita, Jared, Wayne, Sheldon, Riker, Laverne, Pat, Lori, Jerry, Shirley, Ron, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Heavenly Father, bless them with healing, full and complete, or grace to accept their affliction. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this day. Heavenly Father, be with the family of Burton Pfluger, whose mother was taken to her eternal home this past week. Be with the family of Vicki Hughes, whose father was called to his eternal home yesterday. And all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, whether that loss be recent or past. Heavenly Father, send them a special measure of your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that their comfort would be comfort in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. Heavenly Father, your mercies and your blessings are new each and every day. We ask you to bless the family of Elizabeth Moline, whose sister was joined in holy matrimony yesterday. We ask your blessings upon the family of Don and Peg Olson, as their daughter was joined in marriage recently. We thank you for the gift of a daughter to Jeff and Jennifer Notwehr, Felicity Elaine, and we ask you to keep her safe until she is brought to the waters of holy baptism and given new life in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, out of love for his fallen creation, humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Yeah. of Christ in the priesthood. Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please be seated. As we anxiously await the Lord's return, we know that God is with us. Hymn 722. 722.
Lord, take my hand.
Jesus. Kids, go get some goodies. We'll be back in here. Sunday school opening will be very short today. Today we begin with our Sunday school time, spending a lot of our Sunday school time preparing and practicing for the upcoming Christmas program. The Saturday practices will be coming up very shortly. The schedule is in our bulletin and news and notes, but we'll be spending some of our Sunday school time practicing and preparing as well. Wednesday, the 19th of December, will be the Christmas program, school, preschool, Sunday school, all together, and we pray God's blessings upon that joint endeavor. This week is Thanksgiving week. As the calendar flies, it's a little bit early this year, make up for that next year. But Wednesday evening, we have our regular midweek and confirmation classes. Church at 6:30 will be our Thanksgiving divine service. And also on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. So Wednesday at 6:30, Thursday at 9 o'clock, our Thanksgiving worship services this week. And next week we will wrap up our church year with the last Sunday in the church year. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. This last Thursday, we had our senior Thanksgiving dinner here at church. Thanks to all the people who worked so hard to organize, invite, prepare, transport, feed the worship service. It was a lot of moving parts and a lot of people helping and working together. Thanks be to God. It is always one of the highlights of the year. So thank you, Patty, and thanks to everybody that had a hand in that great worship service and meal on Thursday. Pastor Moline, I'm not exactly sure where he's at. He's in one of the I states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. They all kind of run together. He's in one of the I states. His sister-in-law got married yesterday. He'll be back in the office on Tuesday. So in light of that, one opportunity for adult Bible study today. We'll continue our look at the book of Romans in the fellowship hall. Summary of Christian doctrine will pick up again a week from today. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. You are all invited. Vicar, am I forgetting anything? I think so too. All right. Well, if I forgot something, I apologize. Have a great day and week and life, joyfully expecting Jesus to return for you. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, with Pastors Clint Poppy and Adam Moline. Stay tuned and join us for the 9:30 Sunday morning Bible study, followed by the 10:30 worship service at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church.